This article is brought to you by the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Patient hearing tips for when you're personally targeted by the complaint. How to stay grounded and truly listen when the criticism is aimed at you. In short, patient hearing is most valuable and most difficult precisely when the complaint is aimed at you. Your defensive instincts will fire the moment you feel targeted, and those instincts are the enemy of real listening. Anchor your body before you manage your emotions. Hear the full complaint before you decide what it means. Paraphrase before you respond, every single time. Definition: patient hearing tips are practical techniques for staying fully present and genuinely attentive while someone delivers a complaint, criticism, or grievance, particularly when you are the named subject of that complaint and the natural instinct is to defend, deflect, or disengage. Someone I worked with years ago told me about a team meeting where a colleague stood up and said, directly and clearly, that his management style was making people afraid to speak. He heard the first sentence and stopped listening. He spent the next 4 minutes building his defense while the rest of it washed over him. When it was his turn to respond, he addressed a complaint that had already moved on. The room watched him miss the point entirely, and it cost him 6 months of credibility repair. Patient hearing is hard in any context. When a complaint is pointed at you, it becomes something else entirely. The patient hearing tips that serve you well in neutral situations get stress tested the moment your name is attached to the grievance. This article gives you a clear, practical process for staying present, managing the defensive pool, and actually hearing what the other person needs you to understand. Why your body fights you before your mind even engages. Here's what happens the moment someone says, "I have a complaint about how you handled this." Your nervous system does not wait for permission. It reads the situation as a threat and begins preparing you to fight, flee, or freeze. That response is faster than rational thought, faster than any communication skill you've practiced, and it competes directly with the sustained attention that patient hearing requires. The difficulty is not a weakness in your character. It is biology. Your brain is trying to protect you. The problem is that a defensive posture, folded arms, held breath, eyes slightly narrowed, internal argument already running, is one of the most powerful signals you can send to another person that you're not actually listening. They see it before you feel it. This is why patient hearing tips that start with "just stay calm" fail the reader. Calm is the outcome, not the method. What you need to settle before the conversation begins. If you know a complaint is coming, there is preparation worth doing. If the complaint arrives without warning, you need 30 seconds before anything else. The preparation is not about scripting your response. It is about deciding, in advance, that you will hear the whole complaint before you evaluate a single word of it. That decision, made deliberately, gives you something to return to when the pull to defend yourself becomes strong. Three things to settle before the conversation starts. Number 1. Your physical state. Tension in the jaw, shallow breathing, and crossed arms all signal closure to the other person. Decide on your posture before the conversation opens. Number 2. Your intention. You are not here to win. You are here to understand. These are different goals, and only one of them requires patient hearing. Number 3. Your exit from the outcome. You do not need to agree with a complaint to hear it. Hearing is not conceding. Keep those two things separate in your mind. If a complaint arrives without warning, ask for 30 seconds. I want to hear this properly. Give me a moment to be ready. That sentence alone signals respect and buys you pause your nervous system needs. If you want a broader framework for opening difficult conversations with the right footing, how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team, Synergy covers the preparation in detail. The 6-step process for patient hearing under personal complaint. These steps are sequential. Do not skip to step 3 because step 2 feels unnecessary. The order matters, especially under pressure. Number 1. Anchor your body. Before any words are exchanged, plant both feet flat on the floor, drop your shoulders, and take one slow breath. This is not a relaxation technique. It is a physical reset that interrupts the defensive posture your body is already trying to adopt. You cannot control your emotional state directly, but you can control your physical state, and the physical leads the emotional. Number 2. Open your listening stance. Face the person directly. Make steady, natural eye contact, not a stare, just presence. Keep your hands uncrossed and still. Lean forward slightly if you are seated. These physical signals serve two purposes. They tell the other person you're present, and they tell your own nervous system that you have chosen engagement over withdrawal. Number 3. Let the whole complaint land. Do not interrupt. Do not clarify mid-sentence. Do not nod in a way that suggests you are already composing your rebuttal. Let the complaint finish completely. This is the hardest step. You will feel the urge to correct a detail, contest a fact, or explain a context before they have finished. Resist every one of those urges. A complaint interrupted is a complaint that doubles in intensity. Number 4. Name your defensive reaction silently. Before you respond, take 2 seconds to notice what you are feeling. Not to perform it, not to suppress it, just to name it internally. I feel accused. I feel misrepresented. I feel angry. Naming an emotion reduces its grip. This is not therapy. It is a practical technique for creating the half-second gap you need between stimulus and response. Number 5. Paraphrase the complaint back. Do not start your response with your position. Start it with theirs. Say something like, "Let me make sure I have heard you correctly. You're saying that when I did X, it felt like Y to you, and that has affected Z. Is that right?" This step does 3 things. It confirms you actually listened. It gives the other person a chance to correct any misunderstanding before you respond to the wrong complaint. And it slows the conversation to a pace where clear thinking becomes possible again. Number 6. Ask 1 clarifying question before you respond. After you have paraphrased and they have confirmed you heard them correctly, ask a single open question. What would have felt different to you? Or can you tell me more about which part of this matters most? This is not delay. This is the act of getting the real complaint, which is often not the first version you receive. People often lead with the symptom. The clarifying question reaches the cause. Only after these 6 steps do you offer your perspective, your explanation, or your response. When the complaint arrives in a group setting, patient hearing becomes significantly more complex when you are personally targeted in front of others. The stakes rise. The audience effect is real. Every person watching creates additional pressure to defend your reputation in the moment. The temptation in group settings is to perform composure rather than practice it. You may find yourself nodding smoothly on the outside while your internal argument runs at full volume. That gap between performance and presence is exactly where things go wrong. In a group setting, the 6-step process still applies, but 2 adjustments matter. First, acknowledge the audience explicitly. "I want to hear this fully, and I want to make sure we do it properly." This signals confidence rather than defensiveness, and it buys you the mental space to actually listen rather than manage appearances. Second, resist the pull to resolve it immediately. A complaint delivered in a group does not need to be fully resolved in the same setting. "I have heard what you are saying, and I want to give this the attention it deserves. Can we continue this between us after the meeting?" This is not avoidance. It is a genuine respect for the seriousness of the concern. For more on navigating group settings when tension is already present, how to raise a concern in a team meeting without disrupting synergy, and how to address passive-aggressive behavior that's silently eroding team synergy, both offer grounding approaches. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where the process breaks down. 3 mistakes worth naming. Most people who fail at patient hearing when targeted do not fail because they lack skill. They fail because the pressure in the room exceeds their preparation. These 3 errors appear most often. The mistake: paraphrasing too quickly before the complaint is finished. Why it happens: you catch the shape of the complaint early and assume you know where it is going. Interrupting to paraphrase feels like efficiency. What to do instead? Wait for a genuine pause and a visual signal, eye contact, a settling back in the chair, that the person has finished. Only then reflect. The mistake: defending 1 detail while the larger concern goes unaddressed. Why it happens: 1 part of the complaint feels factually incorrect, and correcting it feels urgent and legitimate. What to do instead? Note the factual point mentally. Let the full complaint complete, then address it specifically after paraphrasing the whole concern. Correcting 1 detail before acknowledging the larger grievance is not defending yourself. It is confirming the other person's worst fear about how you listen. The mistake: treating the paraphrase step as performative rather than genuine. Why it happens: you have heard that you should paraphrase, so you do it mechanically. So what I hear you saying is delivered flatly while your eyes are already moving to your response. What to do instead? Pause genuinely before paraphrasing. If you cannot paraphrase without it sounding hollow, you have not heard the complaint yet. Ask them to say the core of it again. These same patterns appear in broader conflict dynamics. How to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy, and why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy. Address the longer consequences when these moments are mishandled. Your pre-conversation readiness check. Use this before any conversation where a complaint about you is expected. It takes 90 seconds. Number 1. Have I decided, clearly, and specifically, that I will hear the whole complaint before I evaluate any part of it? Number 2. Is my physical posture open, feet flat, shoulders down, hands uncrossed? Number 3. Do I know the difference between hearing the complaint and agreeing with it? Number 4. Am I prepared to paraphrase before I respond, even if what I hear feels unfair? Number 5. Have I identified one clarifying question I could ask if the complaint is unclear? Number 6. If this complaint arrives in front of others, do I know how to redirect it to a private setting without appearing defensive? Number 7. Have I separated my emotional response from my behavioral choices for the next 30 minutes? If you cannot answer yes to most of these, you are not ready yet. That is information, not failure. Take the time you need. For situations where the conversation has already gone sideways, how to use the recover method when a team conversation goes wrong, and how to have a neutral problem statement conversation that restores team synergy give you the repair tools this process cannot cover. The ground you stand on when it is over. Here is the truth of it. The person who stays present under personal criticism, who paraphrases before defending and asks before concluding, earns something that cannot be granted from the outside. They earn the respect of everyone who watched them do it. More importantly, they earn their own. Patient hearing tips are not about being passive. They are about being strong enough to hear what is difficult. The 6 steps in this article will not make the complaint sting less. What they will do is ensure you walk out of that room having actually understood what was said. And that is the only ground from which a real response, or a real repair, can be built. Use this process the next time you are targeted. You will not do it perfectly. Neither did I, for a long time. But each time you choose presence over defense, the practice deepens, and the ground beneath you becomes more solid. Frequently asked questions. What are patient hearing tips for personal complaints? Patient hearing tips for personal complaints include pausing before responding, naming your own defensive reaction silently, paraphrasing the complaint back without defending yourself, and asking one clarifying question before offering any reply. The goal is to hear the real grievance, not just the words delivered in the heat of the moment. How do you stay calm when a complaint is aimed at you? Anchor your body first, both feet flat, shoulders back, breath slow. Name the defensive impulse in your head without acting on it. Then focus entirely on what the other person is saying rather than building your counterargument. Composure comes from physical grounding before emotional management. Why is patient hearing harder when you're personally targeted? When a complaint targets you personally, your nervous system reads it as a threat and prepares you to fight or flee. That biological response competes directly with the attention and stillness patient hearing requires. The instinct to defend yourself is faster and stronger than the discipline to listen. What should you say when someone makes a complaint about you? After you've listened without interrupting, paraphrase the core concern back. Say something like, "I want to make sure I have understood you correctly," and restate what you heard. Then ask one open question before responding. This confirms you heard them and slows the conversation to a pace you can manage. How do patient hearing tips help with difficult people? Patient hearing tips give you a system to follow where emotion would otherwise take over. Following a clear sequence, pause, anchor, listen, paraphrase, clarify, respond, replaces the reactive impulse with a deliberate process. That structure protects both the relationship and your own credibility under pressure. Can you use patient hearing tips in a remote or written complaint? Yes, in remote settings, use the same sequence, but add one extra step: read or listen to the full complaint twice before responding. In written form, write a draft reply and leave it for 10 minutes before sending. The pause replaces the physical anchoring you would use face to face. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.